From KLW News in San Francisco, I'm Jean Marie with a regional news update. The Bay Area has 1,583 positive COVID-19 cases as of this afternoon, according to the San Francisco Chronicle's tracking tool. It's a rise of nearly 20%. 34 people have died here from the novel coronavirus. San Francisco Supervisor Matt Haney and union leaders representing healthcare workers yesterday called on the city to come up with a comprehensive plan to help protect hospital staff from contracting the virus. At least 5 healthcare workers tested positive for COVID-19 at Laguna Honda Memorial Hospital recently. On Tuesday, Haney introduced legislation along with Supervisor Shimon Walton, urging both the Department of Public Health and Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital to create a plan to protect workers. In Oakland yesterday, Alameda Health Systems workers rallied at Highland Hospital to demand that the Alameda County Board of Supervisors take control of and manage the health system. They allege it's been damaged by mismanagement. The health system oversees Highland, San Leandro Hospital, Alameda Hospital, and other facilities. Protesters say ongoing problems have been magnified while county health workers respond to the pressures of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Service Employees International Union Local 1021 represents 3,600 workers in the system. Union spokesman John Pearson said, quote, "Masks are being rationed. Cleaning supplies are being diluted. We're being told to abandon and change processes and protocols that we've been trained to follow for years," end quote.